Friday, 29 week ordinary time 1. The first reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans, chapter 7, verses 18 to 25a. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but sin which dwells within me. So, I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self, but I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, and making me captive to the law of sin which dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I of myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. Second, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 12, verses 54-59. He also said to the multitudes, when you see a cloud rising in the west, and you say at once, a shower is coming, and so it happened. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happened. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? And why do you not judge for yourself what is right? As you go with the accuser before the magistrate, try to settle with him on the way, lest he rack you to the judge, and the judge hands you over to the officer, and the officer puts you in prison. I tell you will never get out till you have paid the very last copper. Sharing of the reading. Must be careful in searching for the truth. On the journey to search for the truth, people can view different ways. They can view their reason based on what they knew to find out what they know not. They can view experience. What happened in similar conditions will happen next time. They can believe in what God taught to leaders or prophets, or they can view the combination of all the ways. Today's reading invites us to carefully search for the truth to believe. In the first reading, based on his reason and experience, Paul wanted to demonstrate to the Jews that the law had no power to motivate people to do good and to save them from sin. This is the reason they must believe in Christ, who was sent by God to liberate people from sin and to help people to overcome temptation by his grace. In the Gospel, Jesus said to his audience, if their reason and experience can help them to recognize phenomenon happened on the earth, they also can help them to recognize what is good or bad in morality of which they must follow or avoid. If they do not recognize them, they still have to endure all results of their acts. Second analysis, the first reading. The law helps people to know good or bad acts, but give them no power to do good and to avoid bad acts. Third point. Man can recognize what is a good or bad act. To understand Paul's argument, we need to understand Jewish mentality. To them, the law of God is enough to liberate people from sin and to inherit God's salvation. To Paul, the law can only help people to recognize good or bad, but does not give them strength to do or to avoid them. Paul used his reason and experience to convince the Jew as follows, For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is in my flesh. I want to do what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but sin which dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. Second point. Man can desire but have no power to do good things. According to experience, from what one knows to what one put into practice, it's not easy. There are many who knew a lot, but they did not act according to their knowledge. Sometimes they acted totally against them. St. Paul described this torn feeling as follows, For I delight in the law of God, in my inmost self, but I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, and make me captive to the law of sin which dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Jesus himself also warned his disciples about the danger of the flesh and the need to be aware, for the spirit is quick, but the flesh is heavy. To help people to do good and to avoid evil, they need not only the law, but also to put their trust in Christ, whom the Father sent to set people free from this inside battle. With Christ, people can do good and avoid evil. As Paul declared, Thank be to God, to Jesus Christ, our Lord. Paul did not explain in detail how Christ helps people to avoid sin and to live righteously in today's passage. But in the next chapter, chapter 8, Paul compared the true life according to the flesh and according to the Spirit. The tradition of the church also emphasizes that the virtuous life by God's grace and the human control of the planet will have reason to avoid sin and to live righteously. Second, the gospel. Let's use the intellect to search for the truth. Third point, doubt about whether our ancestors, though they did not have instruments due to predict weather as we have now, used their experience to predict weather and to teach future generations by simple maxims, easy to understand and to memorize. For example, in Vietnam, when you see a cloud come from the east of Vietnam, you must run. But if you see it come from the south, you can either continue to work or to play. Their meanings are, if a cloud come from the east of Vietnam, that is from the sea of Nam Hai, the South Sea, then rain will certainly come. Therefore, people must run as fast as possible to avoid rain. If a cloud come from the south of Vietnam, it will not rain. People can continue what they are doing, either working or playing. Jesus also used their ancestors' experience when he said to the crowd that, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you say at once, a shower is coming, and so it happened. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be a scorching heat, and it happened. Their meanings are, if a dark cloud come from the west of Palestine, that is from the Mediterranean Sea, it is certainly that rain will come. If a wind come from the south of Palestine, that is from Arabian Desert, the weather will be hot. Second, knowledge about time. In the time close to the coming of Christ, almost everyone of the Jews were looking for the Messiah who will come to set them free from the foreign empire. According to prophets, God will give people signs to recognize when the Messiah comes. For example, according to the prophet Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to bring good tidings to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. See Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. But when Jesus reminded them that he is the one who Isaiah foretold, see Luke chapter 4, verse 21, they would still not believe in him. This is the reason why Jesus scolded at them. You hypocrites! You know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? And why do you not search for yourself what is right? The third point, you know less about psychology to prepare for one future life. To repair, to face God's justice on the judgment day, Jesus illustrated a case which people are so familiar. As you go with the accuser before the magistrate, make an effort to settle with him on the way, lest he rack you to the judge and the judge hands you over to the officer, and the officer puts you in prison. I tell you, you will never get out till you have paid the very last copper. The meaning is that, according to justice, we must render to people what belongs to them. If we treat them unjust, we must compensate for them the sooner the better. If not, we will have to pay them back by the just order and to endure possible jail time. Application in life. Human being is a rational animal. They know how to use experience to draw out a lesson for present life and to use present to repair for future. So we should not quickly believe what others said without carefully verifying them, and do not let people to control our life. After knowing the truth, we must have courage to live and to witness for the truth to benefit our life and others. We cannot avoid sin and live righteously without right grace. Therefore, we should frequently receive sacraments to have strength and to avoid sin and to practice virtue. Amen.